So practically, how do you do that? How do you soak somebody in the light? Well, I'll give you a couple tips. I'm sure you can come up with your own ideas. But, you know, especially uncooperative people, how do you do it? The uncooperative people, you can, I'm just being truthful here. Okay, you can sit on the couch with them and watch TV with them and not say a word and put your arm around them. And you don't even have to open your mouth. You just use your mind to focus fiercely on the light. Light on their soul. Their soul filled with the light. Every wound in their soul with the light. Your soul's going to be sound in the light of Jesus. Seriously. When you get into bed with your hubby bubby, you can just slide your hand on their baby. Just let's cuddle a little bit. Just put your hand on them and do the same thing. Light. Light. It's called a sneak attack. Hey, it works, man. I did it to my hubby, and he broke out in the light. Telling you, it's called the sneak attack. But check it out. Listen to me. This is what happens. As you put light on somebody's soul, the stuff that would make them not want to hear about God or not want to talk about God. Well, I believe in God, but I just don't have time to read my Bible. I'm really not interested in that soaking your soul thing. The stuff in their soul that would prevent them from wanting to seek a higher relationship with God will be healed. And pretty soon you won't have to do the sneak attack. They're going to want to do it on their own. It's true. And let me prove it to you. Do you understand that the junk in people's soul is one of the biggest hindrances for people having a relationship with God? Okay, what does Deuteronomy 4:29 say? But if you seek the Lord your God, you will find him when you look for him with all your heart and all your soul. Remember, the wounds in your soul control your thoughts, your will, your ability to choose to want to check God out and to chase after him. The wounds in your soul affect your emotions. They affect the way you think, the way you feel. So those people, many of those people that you see not totally walking out the thing of God and not really that interested, are more than likely being assailed in their soul. They can't even choose to want to seek God because the junk in their soul, that's what they're focused on, the way they feel. I feel awful. I don't want to focus on God. Do you understand that? Jesus said that the greatest commandment was that we would love the Lord God with all our heart and all our soul. When people, though, start getting healed in their soul, then they're going to start to want to seek the Lord God. And you won't even have to pester them anymore. You know, you really should read your Bible. You know, you really should go to church with us on Sunday. You'll really like it. Come on, let's go. Why don't you want to go? Come on, you'll have a good time. Come on, let's do it. Why don't you ever go?
Leave me alone.
Right, leave me alone. They don't want to go because their soul can't worship the Lord. Do you understand? But when you start soaking their soul in the glory light, it's going to shift. I remember when I first started talking about the light revelation with my hubby. My hubby is a no-nonsense guy. Okay? He doesn't want to hear about anything flighty. If you got some charismatic, crazy, supernatural thing going on, you better have scriptural proof of it. Otherwise, he don't even want to talk to you about it. He is no-nonsense. What are you talking about now, Kate? The light of Jesus does what? Where's that in scripture? He's serious. So when he's convinced of something, then it's for real because he has thoroughly checked it out according to the word. So when I first started talking about the light, he was just like, what are you talking about now? So you know what I did? Oh, nothing, honey. I'm just going to soak you on the sneak attack. So I did. I did it on the DL, the down low. He'd be laying in bed with me, and I'd be laying behind him. He's laying in my lap, and he's watching the TV. He ain't even paying attention to me, and I'm going, I am so serious. I did this. Because I understand what Scripture says. Psalm 36 says, in his light we see light. I wouldn't have to strong arm my husband. Well, why don't you believe me right away? And why don't you just accept what I'm saying? I knew that if I, in his light we see light, that if I lose light on him, he would just get it. The light would do the work. In his light, we see light. We get revelation. We get understanding. And nobody has to strong arm us to believe it, because it's just the darkened areas of our understanding are brought into the light. And then we get the secrets and mysteries of God, because that's what it says in Ephesians 1, right? Paul prayed that we would, quote, that God would grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insights into mysteries and secrets, and the deep and intimate knowledge of Him. And then in the next verse, Paul tells us how we get that spirit of wisdom and revelation. He says, quote, by having the eyes, your soul, of your heart, your soul, enlightened.
So I knew if I soaked my honey in the glory light,
then the light would do the work for me. I wouldn't have to convince him. The light would cause him to have understanding and revelation. And that's exactly what happened. He began to have dreams and visions, which he never had before. He began to remember them, which he never did before. And whenever he'd have a dream or a vision, and I would just casually go, honey, did you dream about anything last night? And he would go, yeah, by the way, I did. And then he would say it, and it would be so clear that it was a wound in his soul. Now, then I would casually go, well, that's probably a wound in your soul. I'm going to soak it in the light. Okay, baby. And I would soak it. And then he started to feel better. And better. And better. And better. And he's getting revelation. And now he's waking up and telling me his dreams. Kate, I'm dreaming this. What does it mean? Kate, I'm dreaming that. What does it mean? Pretty soon he starts soaking on his own. I'm at my house. I'm having lunch with this woman, and I'm telling her about the light.
And I'm instructing her, this is how you soak in the glory light. And my husband strolls up nonchalantly.
Well, let me tell you, this is how I soak in the light. And then he proceeds to give these biblical examples, because that's where he's at, right? Total scripture, man. Of all these different ways and things that you can do to soak your soul in the light. And I'm sitting there with my jaw hanging open going, I didn't even know you were soaking into yourself in the light. I remember he'd wake up in the middle of the night and he'd say stuff like this, honey, wake up. I was just soaking my soul in the light and I saw this vision. What does it mean? And I'm just going, I'm just so amazed you're soaking yourself. Hallelujah. What was the vision again? And you know what? Now he's completely sold out on the light. I didn't have to strong arm him. I didn't have to make him do it. I didn't have to convince him. The light did the work for me. Oh, Jesus. The sneak attack. It all began with a sneak attack. That's what you can do to your uncooperative loved ones. It works. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm not the only one, because I could have all my team members stand up here. Gene Mulguin, Bernadette Alvarado, Stephanie, I could have them all come up here. I mean, Aiden's been soaking her boyfriend, who she's going to get married to, long distance. And he's been calling her, telling her all kinds of crazy stuff about the light. It just happened. He just had understanding in the light. I mean, Bernadette and Carlos, their relationship has exploded. Jean and her husband, and because they're soaking in the light. Amen? It's just amazing stuff. It's totally amazing. Okay, so your body can be the medium in which light waves flow out onto others, even in the DL, the down low. You can be the lamp that gives out its bright rays to all the inmates that are imprisoned in their soul in your house. Okay, now what about sending light to people who may be down the block, or in another country? Can we do that? Is it possible to send light to those people? Yes, it is. The law of physics says that light travels through a medium, like your body, but it also travels through space. The space between you and I. The space between us and the people at the other end of the hotel. The space between us and people in China. Light can travel through a medium, and it can travel through space. Now look, light from stars will travel through galaxies and reach the earth. In 2 Peter 1:19, Jesus is called the morning star. Do you think that the light from the morning star, Jesus Christ, can go just as far or further than any other star in the galaxy? Amen. You bet it can, because the scripture says, in him all things were made. So even all those stars were made in him. So his light can travel as far or farther than any star whose light can travel across galaxies to reach the earth. Okay? Long distance healing is biblical, Jesus did it all the time. In John 4, it talks about the royal official whose son was sick in Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had arrived in that area, he went and he begged Jesus to come heal his son who was close to death, right? And Jesus said, unless you people see signs and wonders and miracles, which he was about to do, you won't believe. And the man said, please, sir, I beg you, come before my son dies. And Jesus looked at him and he said, you may go, your son will live. And the man, it says, took Jesus at his word and departed. And while he was on his way, his servants came to meet him that his son had recovered. And when he said, what time did it happen? They told him the time, and it was the exact time Jesus had said, go, your son will live. Okay, see, Jesus didn't need to go and lay hands on that boy. He healed him long distance. Listen to the story in Matthew 8. Jesus is doing it again. He's going into Capernaum this time. And there's a centurion that comes up to him and says that his servant boy is laying in the house paralyzed and in intense pain. And Jesus says to him, he says, look, you know, I'll come and I'll restore him. And then the centurion says to Jesus, look, you know what? I'm not worthy to have you come into my house. You just say the word from right where you're at and my servant will be healed. And Jesus was like, whoa. He marveled at that. Scripture said, he said, wow, truly I tell you, I have not found so much faith as anyone as this, even in all of Israel. And he says, you know what? Go, it shall be done to you just as you believed. And the servant boy was restored at that very hour. Jesus healed long distance. How can you use light to heal long distance? You got to do just what these guys did in these stories. You just have to believe. You have to believe. The scripture says that the man whose son was dying pled with Jesus to go. And Jesus said to him, you know, go in peace, your son will live, right? You may go, your son will live. Then that same verse goes on to say this, the man then took Jesus at his word and departed. Okay, Jesus was basically saying, I don't need to go there. I can do it from here. I can heal your son long distance. And when he said that, the man took Jesus at his word. He chose to believe Jesus could heal long distance, and then the healing happened. Okay, and that's the same way with the centurion whose servant boy lay sick, right? By faith, he believed that Jesus could heal long distance. So much so, when Jesus offered to go, I mean, Jesus said, I'll come and restore him. The centurion said to Jesus, no, you don't need to go. I believe in long distance healing so much that you just say the word right now and he'll be healed from here. That's impressive. And Jesus was impressed. He was so impressed, he said, go, it'll be done to you as you have believed. You need to start using your faith to send the light to people. Okay? Choose to believe what the Bible says about the light of Jesus and how it's able to heal the soul. If you don't believe it yet, get in the scriptures yourself and read them over and over again about the light. Listen to this disc over and over again, and it'll prove to you, yes, the scriptures are very clear. The light of Jesus was built by God, and one of the characteristics that's contained in the light of Jesus is that it heals the soul man. Choose to believe that Jesus Christ is the morning star. So just like every other star, his light can travel anywhere in the universe to heal someone. Okay, choose to believe that because Jesus healed long distance, that you can too, because you are being filled with the light of Jesus. So his light is being sent out. So that means you can heal long distance just like he did. Use your faith. Use your faith. Now let me just tell you about a couple experiments. I love doing experiments. I decided to conduct some experiments to see if all this biblical stuff would play out when I moved into it. It, you know, and took action on it and did it in the experiential realm. Okay? I called my sister and I asked her if she would take part in an experiment to prove that we could send the light of Jesus long distance to heal someone in their soul. Now, first I have to tell you that God and my sister are not really big friends. She's one of those people that we were talking about earlier. She's kind of mad at God because my mother, who had a very big illness for 25 years and was in extreme pain for 25 years, and she feels like God has something to do with that. So she's kind of like very upset at God at the moment. So her and God are not best buddies. Okay, so that's the first thing you have to know. Okay, the second thing is she lives on the other side of the country. So I would indeed be sending light to her long distance. Okay, I told her that I was going to spend time soaking her soul in the light of Jesus, like 15 minutes every time. And that we would know that she was actually receiving the light, if she began to have dreams or visions, and those dreams or visions would be about woundedness in her soul. Now, one of my sister's biggest wounds, of course, is my mom. And when I told her about sending the light and getting the dreams, her answer to me was, well, that'll be good because I don't dream, and when I do, I don't remember my dreams. So I said, okay, well then when you have them, this is really going to prove it. This is going to prove our experiment is good, good to go. So the very first time I ever sat down and soaked her, I spent 15 minutes doing what I taught you to do, just focusing light on her soul, decreeing the scriptures about the light on her soul, and her soul becoming sound in the light, her mind, her will, and emotions being healed in the light of Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, arising with healing in his wings and his beams on her soul, soul, light, light. For 15 minutes, I did that. Check this out. The very first night after I soaked her, that night, she got not one, but two dreams. She remembered the both, and they were both about my mom. Wow, after 15 minutes.
I believe in the glory light.
I believe. I believe in the light, and I believe it can travel anywhere to heal anybody. Amen?